السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. America's condition for engagement are a trap for the gradual integration of Afghanistan's rulers into a secular global order. Translated. At the latest meeting of the United Nations Security Council, the United States representative once again stated arrogantly that any step toward normalizing relations between America and Afghanistan depends entirely on the actions and changes in the conduct of Afghanistan's rulers, particularly regarding women's rights and counterterrorism commitments. Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya Afghanistan, while reiterating its repeated warnings in the past, considers the following points worthy of attention. 1. What the West presents under the banner of quote-unquote counterterrorism is in reality a cover for its struggle against political Islam and its effort to prevent the re-emergence of the unified state of the Khilafah, Caliphate, whose objective is to dismantle colonial national borders and unite the Islamic Ummah. Seeking America's approval and recognition within the international order is a path that leads to the incomplete implementation of Islam, retreat from Islamic values, and movement away from seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ultimately, it prepares the ground for assimilation into Western values and standards. 2. By employing various instruments of pressure, both soft and hard, and through policies of inducement and intimidation, the colonial powers seek gradually to weaken the political will of Afghanistan's rulers to implement the Sharia in its entirety. Alternatively, they seek to convince them that accepting the international order, joining international organizations, engaging with colonial powers, and retreating from the complete implementation of Islam constitute the only possible path to gaining legitimacy, their survival, and continuing to govern. 3. America has presented a new definition of quote-unquote politics and political astuteness to the rulers of the Islamic world. According to this definition, the intelligence and success of the rulers are measured not by the extent of which they defend the Ummah and Islamic values, but by the degree to which they align themselves with Western interests. Accordingly, Pakistan's rulers who believe that they are practicing successful politics by serving America and suppressing their Muslim brothers in Afghanistan, or the rulers of the Gulf states and Turkey, who safeguard Western interests, are presented as models of quote-unquote realism and quote-unquote political astuteness. America expects the same form of political astuteness and realism from Afghanistan's rulers, so that they place their considerations of the international order and the demands of Western powers above Sharia-based politics. Meanwhile, Islamic lands such as Gaza are burning in the flames of Western crimes. Yet none of these quote-unquote astute rulers are genuinely concerned with devising an effective plan to rescue the Muslims. 4. The Sharia-based solution for confronting America's arrogant global order cannot be achieved through material considerations, gradualism, the nation-state, or pursuing economy-centered politics. The mission of Islam and the Islamic Ummah cannot be fulfilled by joining the global procession of the quote-unquote Pharaoh, Namrud, and Qarun. Just as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established an Islamic order independent of the prevailing world system of his time, one dominated by the two powers of Rome and Persia, we, too, must today build an Islamic world order based on the standards of the Sharia and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This objective can be achieved only through the establishment of the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate upon the method of prophethood, a promise that will be fulfilled only at the hands of believers who possess complete certainty in the victory granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who compete with one another to bring it to fruition, and who proceed along this path while placing their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
يثقفوكم يكونوا لكم أعداء ويبسطوا إليكم أيديهم وألسنتهم بالسوء وودوا لو تكفرون.
Should they ever gain power over you, they would prove themselves your enemies, harming you with both their hands and their tongues. And they would dearly love to see you abandon your faith and fall into disbelief. Surah Al-Mumtahana, Ayah 2. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Afghanistan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.